Welcome to another episode of Meet Me at the Library with the events for Charlotte Mecklenburg Library, August 27th through September 2nd. I'm Beth.
I'm Walker. And we've got Eric with us too. He's not in the room at the moment.
For more information on any of these events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
This week, we've got some great story times. Thursday at Baby's Ford Road at 10:15, we've got a Tiny Tot story time. This is for toddlers, and it's designed to develop language, listening, and coordination skills for 18 to 23-month-olds. It's a very active bunch, so don't be concerned if your child can't sit very well for story time. We've got family story time Monday the 27th at Davidson at 10 a.m. This is for ages birth to 5 and full of stories, songs, and movement activities. Also Monday the 27th at 10 a.m. we've got the family story time at the Huntersville Arts and Cultural Center. So this is great for those of you who are missing North County and want to go somewhere nearby. Sugar Creek's having a preschool story time Tuesday the 28th at 9 a.m. This is for ages 3 to 5 and it is full of stories and songs that encourage language and pre-reading skill development in order to help them grow into successful readers. Okay. Oh, this one's interesting. Bach to Rock Music Storytime, Thursday the 30th at Davidson at 11 a.m. This is a musically inspired storytime featuring musical and movement-based activities and exposure to live instruments. And it's facilitated by a music educator from Bach to Rock. I'm not familiar with Bach to Rock, but...
No, that sounds a lot of fun.
Yeah, something different for sure. And finally, we've got Creating with Books at Independence, Saturday the 1st at 10:30. This is geared towards babies through age 5, and they can listen to stories and extend their learning through a variety of hands-on activities. So this one is a little more than just a story time. It's got a hands-on activity component involved. So for more information on these and other programs, please check out cmlibrary.org.
This week at Plaza Midwood, they're having the Plaza Midwood Writing Group from Saturday, September 1st from 11 to 12:30. Where you can learn the art of the literary critique, get direct feedback on your work, and meet other local writers. They work on workshopping fiction, but also have some free writing and also writing exercises as well. So if you're interested in improving your writing, stop on by. If you'd like more information on this and any of our other library programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At Cornelius on Tuesday, August 28th at 9 a.m., they're having a special event for their Daylily Book Club. This month, they're having a film showing and discussion over a potluck brunch. They will discuss the film Lion, which is based on the book A Long Way Home. You don't have to bring a covered dish, but please register online or by calling the branch at 704-416-3800. Potluck brunch sounds amazing. Brunch food is the best.
Absolutely.
I'm just picturing like platters of waffles and I could definitely get on.
Yeah, eggs.
Bacon.
I think my favorite brunch food would have to be Eggs Benedict.
Oh, no. I don't like poached eggs.
Really?
Yeah. I only eat my eggs one way.
How's that?
Scrambled.
Scrambled, okay.
With Frank's hot sauce all over the top.
Ooh, love Frank's. Mm-hmm. Now, growing up, my mother kind of always used eggs as kind of like a cleanup kind of dish. So like, if we had like steak the night before, we have steak mixed in with the scrambled eggs.
Oh.
Or then if we had like leftover steamed veggies, maybe throw some veggies in with the eggs, you know.
That's a genius mom move.
Absolutely.
For more information on this and any of our events, visit cmlibrary.org.
This week, University City's hosting a graphic novel book club for adults. And this is taking place at the Wine Vault. That's cool.
Ooh.
And it will happen on the fourth Monday of each month at 6 p.m. This month, we'll be discussing The Sandman, Volume 1, Preludes, and Nocturnes by Neil Gaiman.
Oh, interesting.
Very interesting. Has anyone read that?
Mm-mm.
I haven't myself. Before you had said Neil Gaiman, you said Sandman, I thought it was going to be, again, Spider-Man focused.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's...
No, I've been interested in reading a lot of his books. I haven't had a chance yet. But
conversation always flows better when wine's involved.
Absolutely. Wine or beer.
We've got the Preteen Book Club for 10 and 11-year-olds, Wednesday at 6 p.m. This is on the last Wednesday of each month, and in August, we'll be discussing Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Love it.
Great book.
Y'all Harry Potter fans?
Absolutely. Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Yes. Thursday the 30th at 4 for teens, we've got a Learn, Connect, Play video gaming program. Grab your friends and come play on the Xbox 360 and Kinect and have some fun. Y'all played Xbox 360 or Kinect?
Did. I had a friend in college He had one.
Cool. Okay, for more information on this and other programs, please check out cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at Myers Park, they're having a series of ebook one-on-one tutorial classes. If you've been interested in getting ebooks, but you're not quite sure how it works, you can stop by, you can book an appointment for a 30-minute session and learn how to access our digital libraries. And so they've got one on the 27th, 28th, 29th, and 30th of August.
Our ebooks, I have to say, are my number one favorite resource that we have here
right.
at the library. Because I do probably 99% of my reading on my Kindle, and I get most of those books usually from Overdrive.
Okay.
Like right now I'm reading a book called Bellwether Rhapsody. The author's name is Kate Racula.
Okay.
And I got that one off Overdrive, and it's so simple.
Great.
Yeah. I got an email when I was at home over the weekend. It said, your book's ready, right from my couch. I got it right downloaded to my Kindle.
I've been using RB Digital for e-audiobooks. And any fans of Parks and Rec out there,
I've
been listening to Paddle Your Own Canoe with Nick
one.
Offerman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so that's been really great so far.
Speaking of Nick Offerman, you know he's married to Megan Mullally.
Yes.
They have a new book coming out.
Do they?
It's called like The Greatest Love Story or something like that. I just saw it this morning. It was on NetGalley.
Oh, okay.
NetGalley or Edelweiss, one of those. You could download
it. Her character on the show is hysterical.
Tammy 2.
Tammy 2.
Did you ever watch Parks and Rec?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I love that show so much. I miss it. Oh, Ron Swanson, his
second
wife,
Swanson.
Was the librarian.
Oh.
She was evil. Tammy,
okay.
too. That's
yes.
his wife in real life.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
I haven't seen all of Parks and Rec yet.
That's so good.
But my son has. He loves it.
I'm just about to finish season 6.
It makes me laugh. It makes me cry. Like, it just has, like, it's very emotional.
Right.
Anyway.
If you would like any other information on these or any other programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
West Boulevard, Saturday the 1st, Reading Buddies. If you're between the ages of 5 to 11, increase your reading confidence by reading aloud with a library volunteer during a 30-minute one-on-one session, and you can register for this at cmlibrary.org. They'll also be having some technology tutors, one-on-one support sessions available, and this will be Tuesday at 10 a.m. and also Wednesday at 11 a.m. So you can check that out. And for teens and preteens, ages 11 to 18, on Tuesday the 28th at 4, we've got a STEM 101 program. And you can participate in a variety of hands-on science experiments, engineering projects, or math puzzles. Get back in the swing of things before school starts. For more information on these and other programs or to register, visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at Mountain Island on Wednesday, August 29th, from 6 to 7:30, Learning Circle Social Media Marketing. In conjunction with Boston University, join us for the Social Media Marketing course, where you'll learn how to create and measure social media content and to market and grow your business or personal brand. Again, this workshop is free of charge. Registration is required and seating is limited. This is a 6-week course, and participants are required to attend 5 out of 6 sections for course certification.
Oh, that's a neat opportunity.
Yeah. And then on August 30th, from 5 to 6 o'clock, we have Learn, Connect, Play Pokemon Hour. Join us for our Pokemon Hour. Learn the basics of the game, practice your strategic thinking, and meet new people. No experience needed. We'll teach you how to play. So, interesting. And then last but not least, on Saturday, September 1st, from 2:30 to 4, is the Genealogy Research Find Your Ancestors. So join Mountain Island the first Saturday of every month. You're going to learn how to trace your roots and family history. Get research tips from an experienced genealogist.
Have you ever come to the North Carolina room and used their computers to access Ancestry.com?
I have not.
It is so interesting. It kind of brought a tear to my eye, really, the one day when I was happened to be up there and I was just looking in the census records and I found my grandfather when he was a little boy. And he was listed on the census record. Yeah, and it was just very cute. It was like Raymond, age 3, whatever. It's like, oh.
When I was in school, we took a trip to Ellis Island and I found my great, 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 great grandparents.
Wow.
Who came over.
That's very cool.
From Italy. I know. Really fascinating.
I have a funny story about Ellis Island. My younger son, he's 19 now, he was about 3 at the time. We took the ferry from New Jersey. You can take a ferry from New Jersey to Ellis Island. Mm-hmm. So we were doing that, and on the way to Ellis Island, Gabriel was trying to climb over the railing into the Hudson River.
Oh,
several times. Because he wanted to go swimming.
Of course.
Off the ferry.
How old was he?
He was about 3. He was trying to climb up the rail. You know, the railing had mesh, so he could climb it.
Toddlers.
I tried to stop him. Like, I mean, I did stop him 3 or 4 times from climbing all the way over into the Hudson River.
So that was your own journey to Ellis Island.
But yes, Ellis Island is very cool.
I've never been.
I remember as an 8th grader on our field trip, the big hubbub was being on that ferry and seeing a 1-legged seagull. I don't know why that sticks out.
You actually saw a 1-legged seagull?
We saw a 1-legged seagull.
Are you sure it wasn't standing flying, there with 1 leg up?
No, they were flying right above us. We could see each of the other seagulls, their 2 legs, and just 1 seagull, 1 leg.
What's funny about seagulls is most people have an association of seagulls and pretty water and the ocean.
No. Dirty birds.
My association is with garbage.
Yes.
Because Staten Island used to have the biggest landfill in the country. So you would drive by the landfill on the highway, on a couple of different highways, and all you'd see was seagulls flocking up and down the hills of garbage.
No, they would be like all in the parking lots of the grocery store. You know the ocean is close.
Yes.
I think I had a seagull steal
rats with wings.
French fry. Exactly. I had a seagull steal a French fry from my mother one time.
Right out of her hands.
Exactly.
Well, we've gone to Southport near Oak Island.
Okay.
There's a couple of restaurants there that are right on the water, and the seagulls around. So the restaurants are on the dock, kind of. And the seagulls will just fly up to your table and try to steal your food. Why are you sitting there eating?
Nasty.
They have like little wires around to try to keep them.
Fun fact, I hear, so our problem with seagulls down here, apparently in Alaska, had the same problem, but with American bald eagles.
Really?
Like the same kind of way, yeah.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. That'd be cool to see a bald eagle. Hey, here, have my hamburger. It's all American.
Right, exactly.
American.
And if you'd like more information about this and any other program, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
At Davidson on Wednesday, August 29th at 10 a.m., we have our walk-in one-on-one technology assistance. Work one-on-one with a library staff member to boost your technology skills. And topics are really up to you. Could include digital devices, computer basics, downloading library materials, or Microsoft Office. Walk-ins are welcome. For more information, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
Okay, Scaly Bark. Scaly Bark's got an adult book club Monday the 27th at 11. This is for adults. And this book club actually meets one Monday a month, and it involves a lively book discussion featuring a variety of appealing and popular fiction titles. And this month, the book is Wise Blood by Flannery O'Connor. Mm. I love some Flannery O'Connor.
Mm-hmm.
She's got some great short stories. She's got one, A Good Man is Hard to Find. It's really great. And good country people. They're really good. It's like dark humor.
Okay. Yeah.
Southern, dark.
I have a friend named Flannery.
Really?
Yeah, she was named after Flannery O'Connor.
Cool.
We've got the Homework Study Zone starting back up Monday the 27th at 4 p.m. Actually, it's every afternoon at 4. And you can drop by Monday through Thursday, spread out in the teen zone, and get schoolwork done, study for tests, or get free online tutoring using our Chromebooks. It's hard to believe that school starts back.
I know.
27th, I believe.
Oh, okay.
I believe CMS teachers have to report back.
This week. Summer's over.
Yeah, there is a law in North Carolina that schools cannot start until August 25th or after.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
It's for the tourism season.
Really?
Yes. They had attempted to make it so that the first semester would finish before Christmas.
So it's always started this late?
Well,
August?
After they tried that for a couple of years, people in the tourism industry started complaining that the summer was ending too soon, so it was affecting beach tourism and I guess mountain tourism.
New York, so we didn't go back to school until after Labor Day.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, always.
Yes, always.
So yeah, my dad's from North, and they always would talk about that.
Yeah.
In South Carolina, we started really early. I don't know why they don't have the tourism thing, but we would start like mid-August.
Yeah, like I think Fort Mill went back this week.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Also, we've got tech tutor support, one-on-one support. You can come have one-on-one computer help with a technology tutor for an hour session every Monday. So, to register for these and for more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
Okay, at Hickory Grove on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday at 11 o'clock, join us for Technology Tutors one-on-one session. It's one-on-one computer help sessions with a technology tutor. And again, the topics are really up to you. So if you're interested in learning more on Microsoft Office, internet, email, library resources, just come on out, drop in, and they'll help you out. Also at Hickory Grove, Monday, August 27th at 6 p.m., join us for the Urban Book Club, which meets on the fourth Monday of every month at 6 o'clock. New members are welcome. This month we'll be discussing The Coming by Daniel Black. For more information on these and any events, please visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
This week, Steel Creek has an English class, the Crossroads Cafe. This is Tuesday at 5 p.m. If you speak some English but want to improve your communication skills, please join this class offered by Central Piedmont Community College. You can get answers to difficult language questions, and there's no charge. This is a great program. We've got this at Morrison as well, and it's really well attended, a great way to practice your conversational English. Steel Creek's also offering a computer basics class Wednesday at 11. This is for adults, and you can get a basic overview of computer terms and concepts and learn about basic computer operations, including file storage. And participants will receive their own flash drive. So if you've been waiting to dive into the world of computers, now is your time. For more information, please visit cmlibrary.org.
All right, this week at the Morrison Regional Library, they've got several interesting programs. First up, on Tuesday, August 28th, from 10:30 to 12, is the Spanish Conversation Club, where you can come discuss current events on special topics like cooking and culture, or even listen to a guest speaker. Only Spanish is spoken, and native speakers are there to help with the difficult vocabulary and grammar. So that sounds really cool. Mm-hmm. On Thursday, August 30th, there are several Pause to Read programs at different times.
The dogs are back.
That's right. Again, your child can read to a therapy dog. We've got 4 o'clock, 4:15, 4:30, and 4:45. And then on Friday, August 31st, from 9:30 to 11:30, is Community Learn Time. Children will learn about language and literacy through play. Manipulatives and toys will be available for families of children from birth to ages 5 to play together. Books will be pre-selected and available for checkout. Please drop by for this self-directed play day. And if you'd like any more information about this or any other programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
All right, guys, this is for you. Imagineon, Wednesday, August 29th at 4:30 p.m., we have Guy Talk. This program is intended for guys between the ages of 10 and 18. This is a guys-only discussion where we'll chat about issues facing male teens today. I think it's a great idea.
I think so. Yeah.
And also at Imagineon on Saturday, September 1st at 10 a.m., the PNC Mobile Learning Adventure. The PNC Mobile Learning Adventure will feature fun learning activities for children ages 5 and under and their parents. The Learning Adventure is part of PNC's Grow Up Great initiative for parents to learn about the importance of early childhood education. That sounds fun. For toddlers and preschoolers, I might check that one out.
Absolutely.
And for more information on these events, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
All right, and this week at the Matthews Library on Monday, August 27th, 29th, and 30th, they will be having Reading Buddies. Your child between the age of 5 and 11 can come in and read to a library volunteer for a 30-minute session. And those are going to all be at 5 and 6 o'clock. And then on Monday, August 27th, from 2 to 3 o'clock, find a good book. Want to find an author similar to your favorites? Looking to try something different from your usual type of book? Need suggestions to spark discussion in your book club? Come join us to learn about the resources on our website that can help you find your next read. And this is for adults. And then last but not least, Listen and Move, Music for Little Ones. This is going to be on Thursday, August 30th, from 11 to 11:30 for toddlers, preschoolers. Kathy from Music for Little Ones will lead our children in movement activities, instrument playing, and singing along with her ukulele. Fun. Story time is limited to the first 25 children, so make sure to register ahead of time.
Absolutely. Those story times get a little crowded.
I will say, over the weekend, I went to a wedding, and I saw my very first ukulele band. There was a bass ukulele.
What?
Yes, it was really neat.
I had no idea that there were different varietals of.
And they're not just acoustic. They were all powered and plugged in through amps. It was really cool.
Wow.
Yeah.
I would like to see that.
So if you'd like any more information on this or any other of our programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Okay. At Independence, Monday, August 27th at 11 a.m., join us for Facebook Basics. Learn to navigate the popular social networking site Facebook with confidence and safety. We do ask that you have familiarity with computers and internet basics. Registration is required for this event, so please contact the Independence branch at 704-416-4800 to register. And also on Monday, August 27th at 2:30, it's our first homework study zone of the school year. This is for teens. Drop by the study zone and spread out to get some schoolwork done. Study for tests or get homework help or free online tutoring. Start out the school year right. So for more information on these and all of our events, visit cmlibrary.org. Okay, this week at Main Library, Monday, August 27th at 10 a.m., join us for Networking Mastering Introductions. I find this really challenging, so this is really interesting to me. Basically, you're going to come and learn how to give your best elevator pitch about yourself. So how to describe yourself and sell yourself in 60 seconds or less.
That sounds interesting.
I know. Sounds really useful. Also offered by Main Library, but this one's actually going to be off-site. Tuesday, August 28th at 6:30, Library Code Lab, Responsive Web Design with Bootstrap. Learn how to leverage ready-made formatting and templates to create well-designed, responsive, and beautiful web content using Bootstrap. Bootstrap is a giant collection of handy, reusable bits of code written in HTML, CSS, and JavaScript. Join us for a hands-on session at our host location, WeWork Stonewall Station. And finally, join us at Main Library on Thursday, August 30th at 10 a.m. for Write Like You Mean It. Explore different styles of writing in a fun and collaborative environment. This group is open to anyone who's ready to write. Both beginners and experienced writers are welcome. For more information on these and any of our events, visit our website, cmlibrary.org.
All right. This week, the movies we have available on Monday, August 27th from 5 to 7 is The Great American Read, now showing The Color Purple at Sugar Creek. This is based off of the novel about a black Southern woman struggling to find her identity after suffering abuse from her father and others. This movie is rated PG-13. Also showing at Imaginon on Monday, August 27th from 4 to 5 o'clock, Queen of Katwe, I think is how you pronounce that. Join us for a special showing of the movie. It's a film about Ugandan chess prodigy Fiona Mutesi, who traces her journey from the slums of Katwe, where she is forced to abandon her schooling at the age of 9, to the upper echelons of the chess world.
Wow.
This will be in the loft, and this movie is rated PG.
Go, Fiona.
Yeah, right. And on Monday, again, on Monday, August 27th, from 5:30 to 7:30, we have the Plaza Midwood film series, Adventures for the Whole Family. This month will be Black Panther as T'Challa returns home to the African nation of Wakanda to take his rightful place as king when a powerful enemy suddenly reappears. And then also, last but not least, on Monday, August 27th, from 11:30 to 1:15, there's going to be a showing of The Secret Life of Pets at the Beatty's Ford Regional Branch. They will also have light refreshments. So if you'd like any more information about these or any other programs, please visit us at cmlibrary.org.
Thank you so much for joining us this week for another edition of Meet Me at the Library with the events for Charlotte-Mecklenburg Library for August 27th through September 2nd. We hope you have a great week.